This is the moment. Sidestep again. Connor Chesney. Can he get on the boot? Gives it back again. Half it. Modlop. Oh, drown him in your honey, Moss. Drown him in your honey.
Stevie Modlop announced his retirement effective immediately. He won't be drowning us in his honey anymore. Steve, congratulations on your career.
G'day. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on, Dwayne.
It's nice to have you on. It's been a delight to watch your career unfold. Obviously, at the Cats, 135 games there, 80 at Port, and the Showdown 44 moment is the real moment of the Steve Motlop career that everybody will be talking about forevermore. So you've had some fun.
Yeah, definitely. It's been an incredible journey. You know, 9 years with Geelong first, and then the 5 years with Port Adelaide. So formed some incredible friendships over the years, and the friendships and the memories I'll cherish forever.
Had some great seasons too, Steve. Runner-up in Geelong's BNF in 2015 behind, I think, Mark Blitzars as well. You've had some really good years where you haven't had injury knock you around.
Yeah, definitely. I think trying to juggle the roles of trying to move into the midfield and also play, you know, I suppose as a half forward, which I predominantly did, and through the back end of my career, mostly at half forward. So, it was a great experience, and definitely enjoyed both my time at Geelong and Port Adelaide.
No farewell game?
Nah. So, it was just getting a bit tough sort of towards the end. I sort of knew the end was coming, and I tried to hang around, but once I knew we couldn't make finals, it becomes a bit tough. So, I'll sort of pull the pin now.
So you're fit enough, you just think it's the right thing to not front up and put that pressure on Port, or did they say no? How did that unfold?
It was sort of my decision. I suppose the way we're going now with the younger guys playing ahead of me at this stage of the year, and we've got a great young group that are playing in the forward line, chomping at the bit trying to get in, so they're getting the opportunity now, and I suppose I've done it for 14 years as well, so I'm happy with the decision.
You mentioned a younger group. You're an uncle. You could have been playing against your nephew.
Yeah, I know. It would have happened earlier in the year too. We played Carlton about round four, and one of Jesse's housemates got COVID, so he was nearly going to play that game, and that would have been exciting. But I'm looking forward to watching him, and I've got a couple other nephews coming through the ranks at the moment, about 15, 16 years old, so I'm looking forward to sitting back and watching them.
It's an exciting family, Steve. I mean, Shannon, Daniel, the Motlop family, famous in Darwin as well. I mean, you're going back to your grandfather, rugby league players and football players playing both sports across the whole of the year. It's been an amazing sporting family you've been part of.
Yeah, definitely. We love sport. We love the environment, and mainly footy. My grandfather obviously played rugby league, and my dad was more a rugby league man, but We grew up playing rugby and footy and even hockey as well. So, sport's always been in our life, and it'll continue to be. I'll still go back to Darwin, and I'm looking forward to playing up there. The season starts up there in 6 weeks, and my body's in great shape, and I'm looking forward to running around up there with a few of my cousins.
So for Wanderers, I think there was a game once where there was 9 Motlops in it. Is it a Wanderers you're going to play?
Yeah, all my cousins are there. My brother just got a new coaching job at Pints, they're called. They've just come into the league there, so I've got a big decision to make up there. Do I go with my brother, or do I go play with all my cousins? So, I don't know which one to do.
I've just made headlines in Darwin, obviously. Steve Motlop yet to make his call as to who he's going to play for. Showdown 44, it was a good moment, wasn't it? Seconds to go, you kicked that goal.
Yeah, and sort of only come to the club, and I suppose pretty lucky, you know, everybody wants to be in that situation as a player. To be able to finish it in that moment was, a bit of a highlight. So, very lucky.
Long career, 2 coaches, Chris Scott and Ken Hinckley. Has it been, they seem like really different guys.
Oh, they've both been very supportive to me over my career. Allowed me to express myself on the footy field, and always had great connections with both of them. So, they definitely shaped the way I played as a player, and definitely had great connections with both of them.
and five prelims without getting to a granny. I hate to mention it, but you can look at that as a glass half full. It's been an amazing career to think you've got to five, but the disappointing factor of not quite getting on the big stage.
Yeah, I think it's an equal. Nathan Bassett said it to me one day. He said, "You've got the record equal." I can't remember who else he said, but five prelims without making a granny. So I said in the press conference earlier, I can't wait to get back to Darwin. And you know, if I've got to buy one, I'll buy one. If I've got to coach one day, but I'll guarantee you, I'll get one somewhere one day.
So what are you going to do next? You're staying footy. You want to be in footy?
Yeah. So. Whether that's, I'll definitely play in Darwin in the off season, but you know, our family have me and my brothers have an alcohol business and a food business as well over here in Adelaide. So yeah, we've got that at the moment, so I can do that and maybe a bit of coaching.
We need more Indigenous coaches and welfare people at clubs as well. I've had the chance to, you know, have a chat to guys like Jarman and Impey on this program in recent times. It seems like more Indigenous guys are staying in the game, which is a nice thing.
Yeah, it is, definitely. It's great to have someone at the club, especially an Indigenous person as well, for the Indigenous boys that, you know, go to other clubs interstate. It's a tough move, and to have that that point there of connection is really important, I suppose. And I'd like to do something towards that, maybe up in Darwin with the boys in the NT Thunder. That'd be something I'd like to do as well. So we'll see how we go.
And you'd be part of that 19th franchise that'll get a licence in the AFL when the Northern Territory team comes in, Steve.
I might have to put the boots back on if it's within the next 2-3 years. But that'd be great. They definitely need it up there. Footy's, it's bloody Bible up there, so everyone loves it.
Would it work? So can you see one day the Territory having the 19th or the 20th team?
I think so. They're applying for it now at the moment. It's really building up there. Footy's, it's everywhere in Darwin. So the population is huge with footy, and I think that we deserve to get one up there eventually.
And what do you think it would do for the Indigenous youth as well? I mean, there's places like Gove and all those places as well where there's really vibrant footy cultures that people don't even get a chance to ever see.
Yeah. I mean, as I said earlier, you know, footy is religion up there, and everybody plays it and everybody loves it. And, you know, these kids, they inspire it to be like AFL players. And if it's right there, you know, it's right at their doorstep. So it would do a lot for our community up there.
And you're still singing?
Oh, I'm doing it a little bit here and there, but, not too many gigs as of late, but hopefully I can start to do a little bit more now that I've retired and do some more gigs at a couple of pubs here and there and see how we go.
So band-wise, are you just going to pick the guitar up again and do some solo shows with your own stuff? What kind of stuff are you going to be playing?
Probably mainly just covers and acoustic covers just on my own. So that's what I did previously. And sort of as I got a bit older, as you do, you get a bit lazy with things and don't have enough time. So, I've got to find the time to do that because I do really enjoy it.
Now, pick it up again, that guitar. You were good at it, Steve. I always enjoyed seeing you play. So, by all means, let me know when you got a gig. I'd love to come to one. And love to come and see you play in Darwin as well. Good luck with that decision. It's a big one you got to make.
Thank you. Cheers. Appreciate it.
Steve Motlop joining us, retiring Port Adelaide and Geelong.